Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we could still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Atlantic has won the girls' Class 3A State Golf Championship and did it in impressive fashion yesterday. Atlantic went out and had a one-stroke lead after round one over Kemper Catholic, but they won by 20 strokes by the time the second round of golf was finished up yesterday at the Ames Golf and Country Club. Atlantic had just that slim one-stroke lead heading into the second and final round, and led by Aaron Olson's final round of 77, they captured the state title. Olson led Atlantic with a two-day total of 164 to place fifth overall, while Brooke Fletcher shot 85 and 81 for a 166 total and was tied for sixth place. Brooke Newell shot a 178 two-day total, and Bailey Walter shot a 187 over the 2 days for Atlantic. Atlantic shot a team total of 360 in the first round and then followed that up with an even better 335 on Tuesday's final round. Paige Van Dyke of South Tama County shot 148 to win medalist honors in the tourney. In Class 3A, this was Atlantic's fourth girls' state golf title all time. It's the first for Coach Kathy Hobson. The 1986, 1988, and 1990 teams all won championships under Coach Betty Heflin. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford easily won the team title with a 690. Audubon placed eighth, shooting a total of 771. Sarah McMichael of Nashua Plainfield shot 152 over the two rounds to win first place. Susie Byland of Audubon shot 83 and 78 for a 161 total over the 2 days, tying for sixth place, while Faith Flifflet of Audubon was 14th overall, shooting a 177 two-day total. Trainers Allie Anderson tied for 15th as she shot a 181 over the 2 days, and Riverside's Ellen Johnson posted a 184. That was good for 17th place. In Class 1A, Grundy Center won the team title, shooting a 711, while Guthrie Center shot 835 for 7th place. The medalist was Jessica Franzen of North Lynn with a 155. Mallory Osen led Guthrie Center, shooting a 2-day total of 188. The Class 4A team title went to Cedar Rapids Xavier. The medalist was Xavier's Maddie Birch. And in Class 5A, the team champion is Waukee, while Carly Kerrigan of Ankeny Centennial grab the medalist honors. Well, last night's tough weather conditions caused a lot of postponements for girls' regional soccer matchups. In Class 1A action tonight, Kemper Catholic and Missouri Valley will play tonight at 6 o'clock at Kemper Catholic High School after being postponed last night. Also tonight in Class 1A region number 2, Atlantic and Tri-Center was postponed. They'll play tonight at Neola at 6 o'clock. Also in Class 1A Region 2, Harlan and AHST will play as part of a doubleheader at 4 o'clock tonight, while Trainer and Underwood will then follow at about 6 o'clock. Both of those games will be played at Trainer this evening. In Class 1A Region 4, the Creston versus Centerville regional soccer match at Indianola was postponed until tonight at 6 o'clock. Also in Class 2A Region 1, Lewis Central versus Glenwood was postponed. That'll be played tonight at Lewis Central, and that'll get underway at 5 o'clock. Not much high school baseball and softball action last night due to the weather conditions. In baseball, Shenandoah beat Essex 10-0, Stanton over Sydney 5-2. Also, Creston and Clarinda were tied at 1 when that game was suspended in the second inning. In softball, Creston had a 2-1 lead over Clarinda. That game was suspended in the fourth inning due to the weather conditions. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we could still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In baseball, Eric Hosmer hit a tie-breaking single off closer Trevor Rosenthal in the ninth inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-7 last night for their second straight road victory in that four-game, two-city series. Rookie Colton Wong's first career home run was a grand slam in the second, which ended the Cardinals' 20-inning scoreless drought and gave them an early four-run cushion. The defending National League champions finished a dismal 2-7 homestand when their pitchers faltered. Alex Gordon's three-run homer capped a six-run fifth for the Royals against Jaime Garcia that put them up by two. Kansas City starter James Shields also scuffled, surrendering five earned runs in 5 1/3 innings. Greg Holland worked the ninth for his 16th save. The intra-state rivalry now shifts over to Kansas City, who will be the home team for the last two games of that interleague series, which continues tonight. Elsewhere in interleague play yesterday, Seattle beat Atlanta 7-5, Miami 1-0 over Tampa Bay, Minnesota beat Milwaukee 6-4, the White Sox over the Dodgers 4-1. In the American League, Cleveland beat Boston 5-3, Oakland over the Yankees in 10 innings 5-2, Toronto beat Detroit 5-3, Baltimore over Texas 8-3, and Houston 7-2 over Los Angeles. In the National League, it was Washington over Philadelphia 7-0, Cincinnati beat San Francisco 8-3, Chicago over New York 2-1, Arizona beat Colorado 4-2, and Pittsburgh over San Diego 4-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Iowa beating Nashville 4-2, Omaha topping Round Rock by a 5-2 final. In other baseball news, Los Angeles Angels outfielder Josh Hamilton has been activated after spending almost 2 months on the disabled list. The former AL MVP has been out since tearing a ligament in his left thumb, sliding headfirst into first base on April 8th. Hamilton hit .444 with two homers and six RBIs in 8 games for the Angels this season before he got hurt. The Oakland Athletics placed outfielder Josh Reddick on the 15-day disabled list because of a hyperextended right knee suffered on Saturday. The A's also activated reliever Ryan Cook. Boston pitcher Brandon Workman has appealed a 6-game suspension imposed Tuesday by Major League Baseball for throwing near the head of Tampa Bay star Evan Longoria last week. Workman is expected to make his scheduled start Wednesday night against the Cleveland Indians. Ryan Zimmerman played left field for the first time in his career on Tuesday after missing 44 games with a broken right thumb. His surgically repaired right shoulder remains a problem, so he was placed in left field due to the absence of Bryce Harper and the emergence of Anthony Rendon at third base. Tampa Bay Rays right fielder Will Myers is expected to be sidelined for more than 6 weeks because of a stress fracture in his right wrist. Myers was hitting .227 with 5 homers and 25 RBIs when he was hurt following a collision with teammate Desmond Jennings in the outfield. The Brewers are set to activate Aramis Ramirez from the disabled list today after the third baseman was sidelined more than 3 weeks with a strained left hamstring. Ramirez was hitting .252 with 5 homers and 21 RBIs when he got hurt on May 11th. The Chicago Cubs have put catcher Wellington Castillo on the 15-day disabled list because of a rib injury, and they designated relief pitcher Jose Veras for assignment. Catcher Eli Whiteside was recalled from AAA Iowa. In football news, the Saints and Jonathan Goodwin have agreed to a 1-year contract, bringing the veteran center back to New Orleans. The 35-year-old has spent the past 3 seasons with San Francisco, playing in 3 straight NFC title games and a Super Bowl. Goodwin played for New Orleans from 2006 to 2010, starting the last 3 of those seasons. Dan Marino says he inadvertently became a plaintiff in a concussion lawsuit against the NFL and is withdrawing immediately. The Hall of Fame quarterback says he doesn't suffer any effects from head injuries. Detroit Lions defensive tackle Nick Fairley says the team informed him this offseason that it was not picking up the 2015 option in his contract. Detroit drafted Fairley out of Auburn with the number 13 overall pick in 2011, and he struggled with issues dealing with his weight. Fairley acknowledges that he played too heavy last season while weighing as much as 320 pounds. He says he lost about 30 pounds by reducing his consumption of junk food. Winning certainly does pay off. The Alabama System Trustees Compensation Committee has approved a new deal for head football coach Nick Saban. He'll make nearly $7 million a year through 2022. The 62-year-old will make $6.5 million in base pay and talent fee, plus a $400,000 completion fee for each year. Saban has led the Crimson Tide to 3 national championships in his 7 seasons there. Well, Tony Parker says he plans to play in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. The San Antonio Spurs open their rematch with the Miami Heat Thursday, and their star point guard is nursing a bulky left ankle that he aggravated in Saturday night's Western Conference Final. Parker didn't practice Tuesday, but said he expects to be back Wednesday. Parker's averaging a team-leading 17.2 points and nearly 5 assists this postseason, but's been bothered by injuries the past 2 rounds. Coach Greg Popovich says his point guard is getting better every day, and he expects Parker to be ready for the series opener. And NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has cut Daniel Carcillo's suspension from 10 games down to 6, meaning the New York Rangers enforcer could play in the Stanley Cup Finals should the club elect to return him to the lineup. Carcillo was suspended on May 23rd after he appeared to twice elbow linesman Scott Driscoll, who was trying to keep Carcillo away from a fight during Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The original ban would have kept him completely out of the Cup Finals, even if the series goes the full 7 games. Now, Carcillo, who already has served 3 games of that suspension, would be eligible to play again in Game number 4. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Dougtown help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.